Sunday, Chaf Beis Tammuz, Rav Yonis and Rudin, Binyan Ba'ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha, but you have to be an angel.
Good morning, Hagavach. And so as we know, Chazal tell us, and we probably wouldn't know if Chazal wouldn't have told us, that the reason why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is unlike the first Beis HaMikdash, where they're guilty of the big three of Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and Shfichas Damim, idolatry, immorality, and murder. In the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, they were quite firm. And the reason, says the Gemara, why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as we know, is because of Sinas Chinam. Says the Netziv and the HaMikdava at the beginning, because they thought that anyone that was slightly less frum than them, immediately anyone that had a different approach to Avodas Hashem, was immediately a Tzduki, a Baitusi, anyone that was slightly different was an Apikoros. It's the Netziv and the Psicha to the HaMikdava. As a result of which, you had a disunity in Klal Yisrael that resulted in the story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, results in the ultimate churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Maral explains that really, Galus is a very unnatural state. The natural state of Klal Yisrael is a state of Ge'ula, is a state of redemption. And therefore, that which we have been suffering for the last close to 2,000 years is an aberration. Galus is an aberration. It's not meant to be this way. That's why the Gemara says that any generation where the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's as if we destroyed it. Because we are perpetuating this aberration. And the natural state is that every dar should be able to bring it back to Ge'ula. The fact that we haven't means we're as guilty as the previous generations in not having rectified the reason for which we were sent into exile in the first place. If so, then it is incredibly appropriate to use this opportunity to look a little bit deeper into the laws of Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha, into the practical applications of how one fulfills the Torah obligation of loving one's friend as oneself. Mitzvah Hashem, if we do that, if we succeed, and we learn how to put this into practice, who knows, Mitzvah Hashem, this Tisha B'Av will be a time for rejoicing rather than a time of avelus. So let's explore a little bit. Of course, we must start at the beginning. Pasuk says, "Vayikra yetas leisikam v'leisitar es b'nei amecha." Do not take revenge. You do not bear a grudge against a member of your people, children of your people. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. You shall love your fellow as yourself. Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. Says Rashi, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. This is a great principle in the Torah. Therefore, by the way, you can understand why the violation of this would cause something as severe as the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because of course it is a violation of this klal gadol b'Torah. You look at the pasuk, and at first glance, it doesn't really seem to make all that much sense. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. You shall love your friend as yourself. How practical is that? I mean, if I was writing this pasuk, I would have simply written, V'ahavta l'reacha. Why does it have to say kamoicha? And why does it have to end off Ani Hashem? What does kamoicha mean? V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Is it really possible for someone to love another person as much as they love themselves? Is it possible? Is it practical? Is it even halachically acceptable to do so? So we'll jump straight to the Ramban. The Ramban on page 2, source number 5, says the Ramban on the spot, V'tam v'avta l'recha kamecha aflaga. Ki le'yekab alef ha'adam she'av eschaver ka'avasa esnafshay. V'ayit she'kvar rabara ve'kiva v'limin chayecha kaidrim l'chaye chavercha. Says the Ramban, this mitzvah is counterintuitive. A person cannot love somebody else as much as they love themselves. Try as they may, there is no way they are going to go out to work to support someone else's family, to look after, buy shoes for someone else's kids. Now, b'toras tzedakah, see someone that's got a need, de'machsara she'yachsalad. But in terms of doing it out of a sense of responsibility, of duty, we understand that a person puts family first, looks after, puts food on their own table, look after the wife and children, and that's their responsibility. They love their own children more than they love other people's. They want to look after themselves more than they want to look after other people. That's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created us. So is it really fair that the Torah would expect me to love somebody else as much as I love myself? More than that, the halacha is, famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, two people walking in the desert, well-known Gemara. Yad echad mehem kitin shalmayim, one of them's got a flask of water. If both of them drink, they're both going to die. If one of them drinks, he'll make it to the next town and he'll survive, but the other person will die. What's the halacha? Ben Petora says they should share it. Let them both share it and let not one be the cause for the other person to die. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'darash, till Rabbi Akiva comes along and learns from the pasuk v'chei achicha imach, and your brother shall live with you. Chayecha kaidmin l'chayecha vercha. We have a principle of chayecha kaidmin. That means that I put myself first. When that should be and how that applies, okay, it's a discussion. But the bottom line is, there's a halacha of chayecha kaidmin. And by the way, it's interesting, in the Rambam never brings this machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Ben Petera in the entire Mishnah Torah. It doesn't seem to paskin like Rabbi Akiva, even though that's the implication of the Gemara. So if Moshe Feinstein is medayek the Rambam and Hilchas Tzedakah, but the Rambam says you only chayev to give tzedakah if you can afford it. And Ani is potter from tzedakah. The way the Rav Moshe learns the Rambam is the following thing. Normally, if a person, let's say, is on a desert island, and it's Rosh Hashanah, and he's got no shofar, or he's on a desert island and he's got no tefillin, so be'etzem he's chayev in the mitzvah of shofar. He's obligated today. First day of Rosh Hashanah, he's got to blow the shofar. Nu, what can he do? He hasn't got one. Anas rachmana patri. Circumstances beyond his control. He's honest. He can't do it. Is he chayev? Yes, but he's got an obligation. He's just unable to fulfill the obligation, and therefore the Torah says anas rachmana patri. Rav Moshe learns when it comes to Hilchas Tzedakah, if a person is an ani and is unable to give tzedakah, it's not that he's chayav to give tzedakah, but he's anus, it's that the chayav never started. Rav Moshe therefore learns from there, from that Rambam, that the Rambam must be holding at Rabbi Akiva. That yeah, it's true. A person is obligated to put themselves first before somebody else. Now if so, what happened to V'ahavta l'recha kamocha? Okay, so I guess we need a definition. Because the beauty of Torah and mitzvahs and the beauty of halacha comes from the definitions. Person wants to know how to make kiddush on Friday night, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and it'll tell you what time do you make kiddush, what does the cup have to be like, what are the words you're meant to say, how much wine do you need, what type of wine do you need. There's all details and details and details telling us how do we fulfill our obligation. Person wants to put on tefillin. Tens of thousands of halachas that have to be fulfilled in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So it's all well and good for Hilchas Tfilin, Hilchas Kiddush, which appear in Shulchan Aruch. There's no Hilchas V'ahavta l'recha kamocha in Shulchan Aruch, which makes it a little bit harder to get a definition. So we have to go back. We have to go to the primary sources and try and find a working definition of what does "va'ahavta l'recha kamocha" mean that I have to do. Because if it means that I have to be an angel, it's just not doable. The Torah wasn't given to angels. Therefore, we need a working definition of what does this mitzvah obligate me to do? What does this mitzvah not obligate me to do? And if it's measurable and it's manageable, then it's doable. If it's doable, we can bring the Geula. So I think we need a definition. Says the Rambam. The Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam, of course, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, gives a brief one-paragraph outline for the each one of the 613 mitzvahs. So this is divides them into positive mitzvahs and negative mitzvahs. This is positive mitzvah 206, Reishavav. We shall love each other as we love ourselves. And my love and compassion to my brother should be like my love and compassion to myself. But my money, with my money, the gufa in my body, the kol mashiyeh b'rishus, or anything in his possession, a yiritzayisa, the kol mashiyeh eretzel atzmi eretzelay kamayu. Anything that I want for myself, I have to want for him. The kol mashiyeh esnel atzmi only mishiyeh davikbi. Anything that I'd want for myself or for anyone close to me, I shall also anything I wouldn't want for myself, I wouldn't want for anyone close to me. I also shouldn't want for him. And it says, "Va'ahavta l'recha kamocha." So if we look carefully at the Rambam, we can ask ourselves a question on this Rambam and the next Rambam. What does this mitzvah say I have to do? What does the mitzvah say I have to do? Well, let's look at the next Rambam. Again, he's commanded us to love each other as we love ourselves. The love and mercy we feel for our brother is like that which we feel for ourselves, whether regard to his money, his body, or anything that belongs to him. If there's something he desires, desire it for him. And all that you wish for yourself, wish upon him as well. That's what the Torah says when it says, love your friend as yourself. Next Rambam. Mitzvah kolecha. This is the Rambam meaning lahalacha in the Mishnah Torah. Mitzvah kolecha al adam. Mitzvah on every person. Le'ahav is kol echad ve'echad mi'israel kagufa. You've got to love each and every Jew as yourself. As it says, "Va'ahavta l'recha kamocha." Therefore, what do you have to do? Terach l'saper b'shivchai. Got a lot. Speak his praises. V'lachus al mamayno. Take heed of his belongings. Kashu chas al mamanatzmo. Like he takes heed of his own belongings. V'roitza b'chvoid atzmo. And wants his own honor. V'amiskaved b'klein chaveiroi. And if a person gets glory from his friend's disgrace, ein l'chelik l'olam haba. Has no portion in the world to come. So we ask the Rambam. The Rambam will turn up, and we'll ask him, Rabbeinu Rambam, what does "va'ahavta l'recha kamocha" mean that I need to do? What will the Rambam tell us? What will the Rambam tell us we have to do? Correct. Nothing. Nothing. Look at the Rambam carefully. The Rambam's not actually telling us to do anything. Anything that I want for myself, I should want for somebody else. Anything that I don't want for myself, I shouldn't want for somebody else. Something which is bad for me, I don't want to happen to you. The Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, goes a bit further. I just have to have say nice things about you. What does the mitzvah after the Re'echa Kamocha cost me, according to the Rambam? It costs me nothing. What is the definition of the mitzvah? To want the best for every person. I was once in an office environment, and someone's iPod broke. And they said, who wants to buy me a new iPod? So I said, me. They said, thank you. I said, I want to. I really want to. I can't. That's the mitzvah of "Ahavta l'recha kamocha." The world was not created with people having infinite resources. But that doesn't mean I can't want the best for every Jew. The mitzvah of "Ahavta l'recha kamocha," according to the Rambam, is to want the best for everyone. Are we able to provide for them? No. Not yes. Go on.
Should you think involves a tefillah? Because if by the word daven for oneself for those things, they assume obligation to daven for the other person to have those same things.
Says the Ari, and those that are knowing according to the Ari, what is one meant to say before davening? Harei ne mekabel al atzmi. Mitzvah saseh shel v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. person is meant to get into the space of Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha before they daven. Yeah. In fact, interestingly enough, of course, all of our Shemoneh Esrei is B'Loshon Rabin, is in the plural. Yeah, we don't just look after ourselves. We don't just daven. And by the way, another thing, a person goes to do the mitzvah of Bikkur Chaylim. If they don't daven for the Chayla as well, they haven't properly fulfilled the mitzvah. So yeah, sure, Tefillah is a chayla, is an important, integral part of loving somebody else. Because remember, whatever I'd want, that's all I'm doing. Now, what does that mean? Here's a shayla lahalacha. You're on the bus. Well, you're on the, I'd say it's in Israel, make it a little bit easier. You're on the bus. And you see a friend of yours zooming down the street. Right, and he's going to miss the bus. What are you meant to do? What are you meant to do? Do you have the right to do that on the expense of the other 50 people on the bus? Why should they be delayed? Because your friend's late.
They won't be delayed.
You have the right to do that. Are you allowed to go and speak to the bus driver to distract him so that, oh, how much does it cost to get to, you know, who knows where? Right, go stand in the door. I'm not sure you're allowed to do that. You mazik other people. You don't have the right to delay everybody else because this chap's late. Right, what are you meant to do? You're meant to want him to get the bus. I would want myself. I'm cheering him on. I want him to get the bus. He runs up to the bus and the door closes in his nose, and the driver drives off. And you've got that smug grin. That is a bitter lase of Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha. Person just violated Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha. It's a mitzvah, according to the Rambam. It's a mitzvah that takes place as a result of our wants and desires. It's a mitzvah that seems to be taking place in our thought space. Interestingly enough, now let's look at the Rambam drill a little bit down a little bit further. Hamiskabed b'klein chaveira in nechel leilam habab. A person that gets glory, gets honor from someone else's disgrace, he lost his place in leilam habab. Sitting at a Shabbos table, social occasion, someone makes a stupid comment. So you make a slicing, sharp, cutting comment, and you cut the person down, you bring him down to size, everyone thinks you're hysterical, you're so sharp, you're so funny, this person's cowering in the corner, it's burning up inside, you're getting glory from someone else's disgrace. Ein lechelik leilam haba. Lost his portion in the world to come. Why is the Rambam bringing this halacha here? Why is the Rambam bringing this halacha at the end of the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha? Let it be its own halacha. Why is the Rambam bringing it at the end? Every word in the Rambam is written with scientific precision. Why is it here? So maybe pshat in the Rambam is the first part of the Rambam is telling you how to do that after the Recha Kamecha. I have to want the best for every person. I have to speak positively about them. The last part of the Rambam is telling us how do I violate it. Miskabed b'klein chavera ein lechelik leilam haba is a violation of Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha. If the mitzvah is to think positively of others, to want the best for them, if a person is getting glory, honor, and respect from another person's disgrace, that's the polar opposite of what Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha is. Now let's try and read that back into the pasuk. Why would a person want to do that? Why would a person feel they need other people to lose in order for them to win? Person's people, he's so good, Lashon Hara, mitzvah bin Adam l'chaveira. Why is it that people speak badly of others? Why is it people feel they need to put other people down to raise themselves up? Miskabe b'klein chaveiro. I need other people to lose in order for me to win. What does the pasuk say? It doesn't just say v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. It says v'ahavta l'recha kamecha ani Hashem. Interestingly enough, though, it could have just said v'ahavta l'recha. Why does it say kamecha? Say the Bali Musa. Because yeah, you have to love yourself. If a person does not love themselves, they will be incapable of loving somebody else. A person whose self-esteem is in the gutter will not be able to genuinely love somebody else. They don't feel they're lovable. They didn't feel they can love somebody else. So yeah, va'ahavta le'recha kamocha also forces me, requires me, to love myself. Because if I don't love myself, if I don't feel good about myself, how am I going to love somebody else? How do I do that? Ani Hashem. Why am I valuable? Why is each human being valuable? Ani Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shalom, the creator of the entire universe, created me, and you, and you, and you. So there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin. Lefichach nivra Adam yechidi, each person was made as a distinct, unique individual, so that every person should say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The entire world was created just for me. Which at first glance is incredibly selfish. Everything that's created just for me, I'll take it all for myself. But do you know what the answer is? It was created just for me, and just for you, and just for you, and just for you. The whole world was created just for me. That gives me a tremendous sense of responsibility. It's also incredibly empowering. If I can love myself, then I can love somebody else as well. Where's all of that coming from? Ani Hashem. The creator, the infinite being that created the entire universe, saw it worthwhile and fit to create me as a distinct, unique individual. If so, then regardless of what I do, I'm a worthwhile individual, and therefore I'm deserved of self-esteem and self-respect and love. If I can love myself, then I can love somebody else. If a person feels the need for someone else to lose in order for them to win, they obviously have not internalized this idea. Because they see their value in relative terms rather than in absolute terms. Defining ourselves as a nivra, as a created being that the creator of the world, the creator of the universe, wants me to be here, means in absolute terms, I'm a worthwhile individual. A person that needs other people to lose in order for them to win. They see themselves in a race where it's all about world records rather than personal bests. They're never going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah bin Adam l'chaber. It's going to be a violation of it. Let's push on a little bit. We haven't got time to do it all. We have a Gemara. Famous Gemara in Shabbos. Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Shiv Maisa v'nach riachad, a certain non-Jew comes in front of Shammai. Amar loy gairani al manashat tomudeni kol ha'tera. Kula kshani oymid al regalachas. This chap comes to Shammai. Chetzbah. Says, teach him the entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot. What does Shammai do? Dachfoy ba'amas abinyin shabiyadu. He throws him out, he pushes him away with the builder's yardstick that was in his hand. By the way, food for thought. Why was Shammai holding a builder's yardstick? Well, it was a builder. What was Shammai holding a builder's yardstick for? Amas Habinyan, he's got a perfectly measured Amma to make sure that the building of the building is made to measure. Why was Shammai holding a builder's yardstick? So it's not for now, but Shammai is the perspective of Shammayim. Everything has to measure up. If it doesn't measure up, it's just not good enough. Of course, that's why Shammai holds Shammayim Nivra Tchila. Shammai will start with 8 candles and go down to 1. Everything sees it in a heavenly perspective, and then will work down to human frailty. As opposed to Hillel, will start with the premise of human frailty and will work up, going 1 to 8. Aretz Nivra Tchila Muta Neichel Adam Shnivra Shalei Nivra. You'll see that all many of the machlokes in Hillel and Shammai reflect that Shammai, who's a Talmud of Shmaya from Pirkei Avos, always has the perspective of Shammayim, absolute. So he's holding a builder's yardstick because if it doesn't measure up, it's no good. Shammai pushes him out, but Amasab bin Shaviyano comes to Hillel. What does Hillel say to him? Hillel does not say v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Look at the Gemara. Alright, Balifni Hillel comes in front of Hillel. Guy, what does he say? Da'alachsani l'chavach le'savit. That which is detestable to you, don't do to anybody else. Zoi kol ha'Torah kula. That's the entire Torah. Ve'idich pirusha. Everything else is commentary. Zol Gemar. Now go to yeshiva and learn the other 612 mitzvahs. Obvious kasha, right? Hillel should have said like you. Ask Hillel, is Vahavta the Recha Kamaicha a positive commandment or a negative commandment? What did the Gemara say? Da'alach sani l'chavrach l'sa'avid. Don't do to others like you wouldn't like done to yourself. What? Yeah, but well, 1 second. The guy comes to Hillel. Hillel's decided, I'll do a conversion, I'll teach him one mitzvah. Right? The Mepharshim said he saw it was the Shem Shammai and he realized he'd go the full way. So 1 second. Hillel, tell him at least one mitzvah. Why did you just take a mitzvah that the Torah says v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha? Hillel flips it on his head, turns it into a negative mitzvah. So ask Hillel Azakim, is this a positive mitzvah or is it a negative mitzvah? What's he going to tell you? It's a negative mitzvah. Don't do to others like you wouldn't like done to yourself. If you look at the Targum on the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamecha, says the Targum Unkelus, Utrachim Chavach Kavasach, love your friend as yourself. Look at Targum Yoinason, and he says it in the negative. Delachsani l'chavrach l'savod. Don't do to others like you wouldn't like done to yourself. Says the Marasha. Yeah? V'ayim d'chsev bater v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. Why does he write it in the negative? Because you're right. The mash malay the krala ay el bi khay gavna but lay sa say the gavna lay sikam lay sita ta say and then after that come aicha says the targum yonis says the marsha that yeah hilal holds va hafta la recha kamaycha is a negative mitzvah. At least don't step on someone else's toes. At least don't do to others that you wouldn't like done to yourself. It's a negative mitzvah, right? By the way, that solves the Ramban's problem. It's doable. I don't have to be an angel. I might not be able to do everything for everybody, but I can avoid stepping on their toes. I can avoid doing things they find offensive. I can avoid hurting them. So if it's a negative mitzvah, it's really manageable. It's really doable. Not easy, certainly doable. What's the problem? We just defined v'ahavta l'recha kamecha as a doable negative commandment. What's the problem with that? Exactly, hakash on the Rabbeinu Shalom. If it's a negative mitzvah, then why on earth did the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Torah write it as a positive mitzvah? Right, fair point. Hillel's defining it as a negative mitzvah. Why is it a positive mitzvah? The Torah could have just as easily said, for the same ink, for the same money, the Torah could have written in the negative as well. Right, in the whole context of the positive, lo sikom, lo sito, don't take revenge, don't bear a grudge. It's all negative. So why the Torah? No. What's the answer? Based on what we've learned today, what is the answer?
One is human, one is...
Possibly. What else? What else could be a potential answer? Because of the Rambam. It's true. In terms of actions, v'ahavta l'recha kamecha has a negative aspect to it. So yeah, what am I meant to do? Avoid hurting people, avoid stepping on their toes, avoid doing things they find detestable. But where is it meant to be coming from? From a positive aspect of thought and love and care for another person. The mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha, according to the Rambam, is to want the best for other people. It's meant to come from a sincere desire to do good to others. So it's written in the positive in order to make sure that I've actually inculcated that message into myself. I've internalized that message in the positive sense. Seeing other people as being created with Tzelem Elokim. Seeing every human being as being in the image of God. Wanting the best for them. So I might not have to do everything for everybody, but I certainly have to want it. That's also doable. So we've now come out, based on the Rambam and the Gemara here, and the Rambam, on a new definition of ahavta l'recha kamecha, which is manageable and it's doable. Do I have to put other people first before me? Do I have to look after their interests before my own? No. I don't. Do I have to want the best for them? Absolutely I do. And remember, I don't need to lose in order for other people to win. I need other people to win in order for me to lose. I don't see myself in competition or threatened by anybody else. If so, then I don't. Then we can come on to the negative aspects of the mitzvah. Don't harm them. Yes, the mitzvah has a positive aspect and a negative aspect. The positive aspect is to want the best for everybody. The negative aspect is, well, certainly, you might not have to be an angel. You certainly, every human, decent human being, can try and avoid hurting somebody else's feelings, trying to harm other people. That certainly we can do. So there's plenty more to say on this. But just to point out that the smug, right, and the smug's definition, number 8, of ahavta l'recha kamecha, mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamecha, kulalo shel dava, the definition of it is, don't do to others like you wouldn't like done to yourself. You see from there, v'ahavta l'recha kamecha has a positive aspect and a negative aspect. the Tzad HaShava, the common theme running through, that this is a mitzvah which is measurable, it's a mitzvah which is manageable, it's a mitzvah therefore which is doable. A mitzvah Hashem, we should be zoicha to internalize that message. And if we can get the world to get the plot, we can start with ourselves. Mitzvah Hashem, this Tisha B'Av will be the sasa in the simcha. Amen.